When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to WadeFord.com. There, you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at WadeFord.com. Wade Ford, we are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
The Chuck Oliver Show podcast is presented by Larceny Bourbon. So smooth, it's criminal. Larceny reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
In the South, it's always college football season. And the king of college football reigns supreme all year long. Now more college football talk with the king of college football. It's the Chuck Oliver Show on Southern Sports Today.
All right, 1 hour in the books already here on a Monday. Dean Matthews, executive producer of the show, in for Chuck. This is Chuck Oliver Show. As you know what we do here in hour two, we'll get you all the news items in college football here shortly. Coming up also as well in this hour, Brent Rollins, Pro Football Focus, and also UGASports.com, the great group over there, Rivals.com, covering the Georgia Bulldogs. He's going to be joining us to talk a huge get for them out of the transfer portal. And we'll see later on this month what happens in terms of the NCAA with a one-time transfer, if that's going to be passed, if that's going to be available to players. So we will see that. And then also to bottom of this hour, we're going to be talking with Brad Kellner of the Horn FM in Austin, as we'll get into a little bit of the Texas Longhorns with Brad, as he is on locally there in the Austin area, 3 to 7 Monday through Friday. And then, of course, Closing Argument, all the things that we do on the show when Chuck is here, when Chuck's not here. Either way, we do it right here on the Chuck Oliver Show. But without further ado, let's get you some headlines.
Everything you need to know about college football, every single day. This is CFB 365, presented by Ecoderm. Text Ecoderm to 31996 now for your free sample of Ecoderm Pain Relief Cream and CBD from Frank Thomas. Text ECODERM to 31996 now.
All right, we're going to talk about this a little bit more with Brent Rollins, again, of Pro Football Focus and UGASports.com. But first headline, Georgia getting a huge addition to their roster from the transfer portal. It is All-American defensive back Tyke Smith heading to Athens from West Virginia. He is reuniting with defensive backs coach Jamal Adai. He is a safety who is a rising junior, played 21 games during his career, 111 career tackles, 10 and a half of those for a loss, too. So we know that he knows how to play near the line of scrimmage, 4 interceptions, and also 9 passes defended. He is expected to join the team this summer. Now, here's the thing right now that could be the holdup for him in terms of getting on the field this season is later this month, the NCAA Division I Council is expected to vote on the one-time transfer exemption. And if they're going to allow that to happen, which it does sound like coaches are in favor of happening, because I've said it before on this show, and that is that coaches are using the word that we have not heard a lot during this time of year. As a matter of fact, we usually hear the reverse of this word, and that is numbers, of coaches saying, I got too many guys. Like, I don't know if I can get below the 85 with the group that I have. I mean, you even had in some cases already of coaches pretty much flat out telling some players, hey, guess what? I just don't have room for you. I had signed a guy with the belief that you weren't going to be here anymore, and I'm sorry. It's just not going to be for you here. And I'm not saying that's the case at Georgia or necessarily any type of program, but you know, I do think that coming out of spring, there is going to be a lot of players who even look at where they are in their mind on the depth chart, or maybe even to seeing their amount of reps and also where they seem to line up in the pecking order, that are going to be looking for other places to play. And if the NCAA grants the one-time transfer exemption, which it sounds like they are going to do, I think after spring games wrap up later this month, you're going to be seeing almost on a daily basis, so-and-so is in the transfer portal, so-and-so is in the transfer portal, and you're going to see players ending up at different places. So in terms of teams and coaches with their roster building being finished, nowhere close. And I think that we're going to see roster building even continuing into May and June as players decide go ahead and enroll at certain schools and to take their career on to the next step of their college career at another program. He is 5'10" and 198 pounds as well, so we'll see what happens with that. Talked about this a little bit with Will Vandervoort. Headline: Clemson suffering a huge loss with redshirt sophomore and likely primary backup quarterback Tyson Pumachon, as Dabo Swinney, after the spring game, saying he, quote, probably tore his Achilles. As the Clemson coach says that it happened while Pumachon was running, and said it felt like someone hit his ankle. And any of you that have gone to a spring game know that for most quarterbacks, some quarterbacks, they will take the governor off and they will give them a same color jersey, which in this case for Clemson on Saturday, it was an orange team and a white team. And Pumachon was on the white team, but I believe the quarterbacks were wearing the purple tops that sometimes they break out, as Clemson usually with their jersey tops, they either keep it just white or orange. And I think there's like, what, one game a year? Maybe Clemson fans can tweet at me at Dan Matthews ATL, where they will break out the purple tops. But now this likely leaves the Tigers with redshirt freshman Hunter Helms. Also, three-star signees Will Taylor, Billy Wiles, and also Bubba Chandler as options for the job. And you heard again from Will Vandervoort as he broke down how the position battle could shake out. And, you know, Bubba Chandler is somebody as well that might just say, yeah, hey, that college football thing, yeah, I'm not going to do that because the Milwaukee Brewers or the San Diego Padres or somebody in the Major League Baseball draft is offering me about $1.5 million to sign with them. I think I'm going to take that one. And who knows, maybe down the line I'll come back and give this football thing a chance. But for right now, who knows if that is going to be his future in either football or in baseball. Next headline: LSU likely to lose senior offensive analyst Russ Callaway to the New York Giants. This according to Matt Zenitz of AL.com. Expected to be an offensive assistant for Joe Judge there in the tri-state area. The rising star in the building there in Baton Rouge, according to many, was promoted to the role at the end of the 2020 season. He'd previously worked at Samford as their offensive coordinator. He'd also coached receivers at Murray State. Plus, he's also spent time on staff at Alabama. That, of course, is how he knows Joe Judge. And finally, Randy Shannon added to Mike Norvell's Florida State support staff as a senior defensive analyst, recently defensive coordinator and linebackers coach at Central Florida. He has also in the past few years worked at Florida, Arkansas, TCU, and was the head coach at Miami from 2007 to 2010. And with him, we know what this hire is. It's absolutely credibility within the state of Florida, because there are certain coaches and certain people that you mention their name in a state and everybody says, oh yeah, no, definitely know that guy. And Randy Shannon is especially that guy in South Florida, in the recruiting ties that he has in that area. So I'm sure that this is just going to be a bridge. And I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case for Mike Norvell, to bring him into the building, have him in the building, and then, oh, how about that? Our linebackers coach left next year. Randy Shannon, would you like to coach linebackers? Or, hey, we need a new defensive coordinator. Randy Shannon, would you like to be our defensive coordinator? That's usually how these hires work, and we'll see if that indeed is the case down in Tallahassee. All right, coming up next, let's get into some Georgia Bulldogs and what they have added from the transfer portal. We will do that. Brent Rollins, Pro Football Focus, UGASports.com. He will join us right here on the Chuck Oliver Show. It's Dan Matthews in for Chuck.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford. We are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Chuck Oliver Show on Southern Sports Today.
Georgia getting a huge commitment. Tyke Smith, a safety from West Virginia, going to join Georgia, and we'll see how quickly he can get on the field. And for more on him, let's go to the phone lines and be joined by Brent Rollins, Pro Football Focus, UGASports.com. Brent, I'm sure you just heard me bring up the player that Georgia is going to be getting, but what type of player are the Bulldogs going to be adding to their secondary?
A very, very good one. When you look at it, he was first-team All-American on our metrics last year. You know, in terms of overall grade, coverage grade, right around 90 in his career over the last two seasons. Last season, he only allowed 110 yards in his coverage, zero penalties, you know, a couple interceptions and a good bit of pass breakups. So just a phenomenal player that beyond anything adds depth to a very inexperienced run.
And, I mean, what he was asked to do at West Virginia, now we know Jamile Adai is now at Georgia and was his position coach at West Virginia. What do you think that he was asked to do for the Mountaineers that likely Adai and this Georgia defense, is going to ask him to do this year?
Well, the biggest thing was he was either a box safety or a slot corner about 80 to 90% of his snaps. And in the slot as a corner, about 50% of the snaps. So I think he projects kind of as a star slash nickel corner in Georgia's system. And just the biggest thing is now with him and then Christopher Smith, Lewis Seen, the two that you had back, experienced players you had coming back, now you have a lot of sort of variability and guys that can cover but also play, you know, sort of as a box role, run support, but also still play on the back end as a safety. So those guys moving around, I think, will be something you see more of this year than you've seen in the past.
Man, you're listening to Brent Rollins. You can find his work UGASports.com, the Rivals site for the Georgia Bulldogs, also at Pro Football Focus. And with the secondary, Brent, I mean, we're hearing about how young that group is and a couple of experienced players in the back end at the safety spot. But corner is one that really looking for some young guys, not lacking talent, though. I mean, that's an important distinction. This is a group that's highly recruited and a lot of expectations for them coming into this season. Do you think that Georgia, though, even with the guys they have in-house, will still look to add more players if they are able to play immediately with the one-time transfer exemption this year through the transfer portal?
Yeah, I would think if there's a possibility to add one more corner that they like and that they want, that's a possibility. And I think it would be someone who exclusively plays corner, because I think from the nickel safety position, they probably feel pretty decent about where they are now. And you look at guys who've already, you know, been in, putting names in the portal that didn't come to Georgia, like even particularly Smith's teammate, Deshaun Miller, that ended up at Auburn. You know, the experience that you have now with the coach who just coached those guys, and now he sees what's in his current room. Hey, I just had these guys for 2 years. All right, one you add, one you don't. That's telling us as much as anything.
And, you know, what player in the secondary do you feel like makes you the most excited for what they can do this year? If off past experience also, too. I mean, even some of their high school film and what you've been hearing about their work so far this spring.
Well, obviously, from a talent perspective, I don't think you've seen many as talented as Kiwi Ringo that unfortunately didn't get to play a snap, the former five-star recruit at corner. But, again, it's that just that. He hasn't played a snap of SEC football. You have yet to see it. But in terms of what you've seen, I think the most experienced player they have coming back, and I think their best player coming back in the secondary is Lewis Seen. His ability to sort of be a force in the middle, play coverage as well as be a run defender and box, good box defender against the run. adds to what, you know, he's sort of that guy for them. But what's amazing when you think about the lack of depth they have, I think right around there's seven guys who have played a snap that are now coming back. And about 80% of those, the 1,400 or so snaps that those seven guys have played, go from Lewis, Cena, and Chris Smith. So after those two, now you have a bunch of guys who have yet to see the field a whole lot. And I think that's the biggest thing with the Smith addition, is another player who has just been on the field and experienced and is familiar with the coaching that they're going to get, and just helps the room down the line as much as it does at the top.
Can they count on a guy like Lavoisier Carroll this year?
Possibly. I mean, the word out of camp is positive. And when you think about what Georgia does defensively, they play press man and press coverage about three-quarters of the time, about 75% of the time. So as a corner, if I'm going to press up against a receiver, have that guy one-on-one for the most part, you know, most of your time, you know, if it's just covering, okay. But it's when you have a lot of things on your plate, varying formations, all that, and the communication, that's what breaks down when you have young guys. But if you just ask the young guy, hey, you got one guy, go cover him, there's a possibility that he could go play.
You can find him on Twitter at PFF_Brent. Again, Brent Rollins joining us from Pro Football Focus and also from UGASports.com. Let's flip over to the offensive side of the ball, Brent. This is a group that last year averaged just over 32 points a game. The last few seasons, we've seen national champions 48, 48 for both LSU and Alabama, 44 in that season for Dabo Swinney and for Clemson. Does this group have enough offense to be able to close that gap and get to those numbers that I just threw out there, which it looks like right now in terms of college football are required for you to be the team standing on top of the podium at the end of the year with the college football playoff trophy?
With George Pickens, I would have said those numbers I think were doable, but still even without him, and that's assuming that he's done for the season. But even without him, I expect them to challenge points per game and yards per game numbers that are UGA sort of career best or season best numbers, which I think is in the upper third, like 38 points a game, right around maybe 470 yards a game back in 2012, 2013. I expect those numbers to be challenged. There's too many weapons coming back. You feel good enough. You feel very good about where you are at the quarterback position. You have another year. I mean, this is the first year in four where you've had the same offensive coordinator 2 years in a row. So that continuity, I think, you know, obviously the Pickens injury is bad. Jermaine Burton, you know, tweaking his knee, bad. But now you've got a lot of guys, your depth that is getting a lot of experience and work in the spring. So when, you know, Burton comes back and other guys come back, Rosemary Jackson, guys that they've played with already, when those guys come back, it just adds to the depth that you have and the comfort level that you have in the offense. And when you add that with the backs and the talent they have along the offensive line, whomever the five is, they're all going to be it's hyper-talented. So I think their offense is going to be just fine.
And, I mean, you touched on a little bit on both. Where I'm going with this is the players returning, but also to the continuity of having Todd Monken for a second season. I mean, do you think that it's just a combination of both, or do you feel like one side of that equation kind of carries the way over the other?
The quarterback carries the most weight. I mean, when you have a quarterback that you feel good about and that's played well for you, and he's now coming back and another year in the system and another year throwing to these same guys, I think that because the quarterback drives the game. The unfortunate reality of this game is that it's evolved into such a passing-focused game that you have to have that position, and that position has to be one of, if not the best player on your team. And I think they've gotten to that point where, you know, with JT Daniels and some of the experience or some of the guys they have in that room now that are getting that experience where they feel good at that position enough where, all right, let's just go do whatever we want to do now.
Well, great stuff, Brent. Appreciate your time as always. We'll catch up again here very soon. Again, find him on Twitter at PFF_Brent, Pro Football Focus, and also UGASports.com's Brent Rollins joining us here on the show. Brent, appreciate your time.
Thanks. Always appreciate it.
I appreciate it. And, you know, what he said right there is something that I've talked about as well before, is the term game manager for a quarterback now. That's one that if you're a quarterback, you want to say, like, almost like, you know, that bug that just landed on you. No, no, no. Get off of me. I don't want that. That's exactly what it is as a college football game manager now as a quarterback. Is you say that, then it's all right, you're going to be good, but you're not going to be great enough to be able to take that team to a championship. Now it's a, you've got to be a playmaker. And like it was for the longest time in the NFL, you won because of an elite quarterback. Now in college, it's the same deal. If you don't have a great quarterback, you're not even ahead of being close to anywhere to a championship.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford. We are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
The king of college football, no matter where you go, with a new Southern Sports Today app. Catch the best college football conversation in the South everywhere with the SST live stream and daily podcast. Download it now at the App Store and the Google Play Store. Now more of the best college football talk in the country. It's the Chuck Oliver Show.
Moving along here on a Monday, Dan Matthews in for Chuck. Like I said, Chuck just out today, going to be back tomorrow. As, you know, kind of like I said, if we issued a score box for the game today and for the show being the game, it would say DNP, personal, for Chuck. Not coach's decision. It'd just be personal. So he'll be back with the team tomorrow. So we got that to look forward to and for the rest of the week. But right now, you know, of course, on this show, we are mostly SEC, mostly ACC. And we've also got to go out west at times and talk with a man who covers the University of Texas. He is Brad Kellner. You can hear him every weekday afternoon, 3 to 7 on the Horn FM in Austin as he joins us now to talk some Texas Longhorns. Brad, appreciate the time, as always. You got a new basketball coach there now, and also, too, to go along with a new football coach. Spring practice rolling right along. I guess not too many shortage of things to talk about on the airwaves right now, huh?
Never a dull moment, Dan. Never a dull moment covering the University of Texas. And it makes my job way easier having to deal with all of these coaching changes. So excited about the future for both Texas football and Texas basketball. But, yeah, man, like you said, a lot to talk about around these parts.
Well, let's focus on what Steve Sarkisian has in front of him in his first spring as the head coach at Texas. The quarterback battle is one that I'm sure after every practice he's going to be asked about. Casey Thompson last year, the bowl game, showed some really good things against Colorado. And then Hudson Card, somebody else that a lot of people are very excited about. From what you're hearing right now in practices over there on the 40 acres, who's got the upper hand?
You know, it sounds like those guys are splitting reps, Dan. And when I say splitting reps, I mean a legitimate 50-50 split of the reps. So doesn't really feel like either guy has separated himself from the other to this point. And Texas actually had a 7-day COVID pause that started 2 weeks ago and ended last week. So the Horns are a little bit behind schedule in terms of spring practices. So they've only had two right now. So there hasn't been much of an opportunity yet for these quarterbacks to really separate themselves from one another. I mean, you would think that Casey Thompson would have a slight edge just because he's been on campus for 3 years already. You mentioned his great performance in the Alamo Bowl win over Colorado. So you'd think if there was sort of an incumbent guy or a leader in the clubhouse, it would be Casey Thompson. But Hudson Card, an incredibly talented young man, a very highly touted recruit in the class of 2019 from Lake Travis, which is a quarterback factory that produced Baker Mayfield and think of some of the other good college quarterbacks in recent years, a Charlie Brewer, a Garrett Gilbert, a Todd Reesing. Hudson Card, one of the most highly touted QBs in the country a couple of years ago. So the ceiling is really, really high for him. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, Dan. But to answer your question, it really does feel like the two guys are on an even playing field right now.
And given what we know about both of their skill sets, too, and what we know about Steve Sarkisian and what he wants to do offensively, who do you feel like is a better fit?
You know, I think the ceiling is higher for Hudson Card. But one thing to consider with Steve Sarkisian's offense, he is not a huge believer in the quarterback run game, right? That is not his cup of tea. That is not his forte. You don't see a lot of designed QB runs with Steve Sarkisian. Now you think about Alabama's offense 2 years ago with Tua Tagovailoa. Yeah, Tua would take off and run from time to time because he's a good enough athlete. He was able to pick up yards with his legs. But you don't see a lot of QB-designed runs. And that's what Tom Herman's offense was about. I mean, if you watch Texas play over the last 4 years – with Tom Herman as the coach and Sam Ellinger as the quarterback, there were a ton of designed quarterback runs. So you don't see that. So, you know, that I don't want to say that's a disadvantage for Hudson Card or anything like that, but maybe his running ability, not as much of an advantage or a separator for him in Steve Sarkisian's offense. But ultimately, it's going to come down to which guy makes better decisions and which guy is able to figure out this Sark offense better. So I would say the ceiling is higher for Hudson Card, but I will also mention this too, Dan. You got to consider the transfer portal here if you're Steve Sarkisian. Now, you want to make decisions based on who's going to give your football team the best chance to win. There's no doubt about that. But this could be a smaller scale Kelly Bryant, Trevor Lawrence type of situation that Texas is in. Because it's Casey Thompson's fourth year here, and some people believe that if he does not win the job, he's going to enter the transfer portal and leave Texas. I mean, you see that happen all across college football, especially at the quarterback position, right? Guys don't get to start, fill up and leave. So if that does happen, if Hudson Card wins the job and Casey Thompson leaves, well, then Texas's backup would be a true freshman, a guy by the name of Charles Wright. And I don't think that's an ideal situation for Steve Sarkisian to be one hit away from having to play a true freshman in your first year. So that's another thing that Sark kind of has to weigh for this decision, and it might give Casey Thompson a little bit of an edge there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's one of those things that there are a lot of positions that you look at and say, oh, I can't lack depth at that spot. Quarterback, definitely that, because if you don't have a good quarterback, you are already behind the eight ball and then some in college football. Brad Kellner again joining us, the Horn FM in Austin, the Texas flagship there in Austin for the Longhorns. And the receiving game is a group, the tight ends, receivers there in Austin is just a group that really kind of intrigues me from what did they have there. And I know that when I was doing some of the research before talking with you, Brad, Troy O'Meary is a guy that comes up, and I believe coming back from a knee injury, what can he bring, and who are some other guys that can factor in there?
Yeah, Troy O'Meary last year during fall camp as a true freshman turned heads. I mean, at times he was described as the best player on the field during Texas practices, but he tore his ACL during fall camp last year and didn't play a single snap in 2020. So he's back. He's healthy. He's not 100% just yet. They're kind of easing him in to these spring workouts, but if he can be 100% by the time the fall rolls around, then he's got a chance, from everything that I've heard, to be a really, really special player at UT. Jordan Whittington is here as well, a former five-star recruit. He was the number two athlete in the country in the class of 2019. Did some really, really good things last year. The future is very bright for him. I'll bring up Jake Smith's name as well, the former Gatorade Player of the Year back in his high school days in the state of Arizona. Really, really talented cat. And, Dan, you know, I'm really excited to see what Sark can do with these wide receivers. Look, I know Texas's wide receiving core right now is nothing close to what Alabama had the last two seasons. I mean, there's no Jerry Jeudy. There's no Jalen Waddle. There's no Devontae Smith on this Texas roster right now. But Sark's ability to scheme guys open felt second to none in college football over the last 2 years. So Texas has a lot of highly touted wide receivers. I mean, guys who are really, really highly graded recruits back when they were in high school. They just haven't quite been able to put it together yet. So the question is, was that more of a Tom Herman thing and a lack of innovation and creativity to get those guys the ball on offense, or is that more of a receiver thing? I tend to think Sark's going to have a lot of fun, and he's got enough weapons to really, really make this offense successful in 2021.
Plus, he's got Bijan Robinson at running back, too. I mean, how excited does he have to be about him, and how good can he be this year?
Oh, man, he's a special talent. He is a special talent. And you could argue that's one of the things that got Tom Herman fired at Texas was his decision to just not play Bijan Robinson that much last year. I mean, every time the guy touched the football, he made things happen. He averaged over 8 yards a carry, averaged over 9 yards a reception. I mean, the dude is just an absolute monster. Former five-star, the number one running back in the country for the class of 2020. So he is an absolute stud, both in the run game and in the receiving game, too. You think of what Sark did with Najee Harris at Alabama. Feels like Bijan has similar potential. And you're already starting to see him, you know, with Vegas Heisman odds. He's not a favorite or anything like that, but you're starting to see him creep into some top 10 lists in terms of guys most likely to win the Heisman in 2021. He's an absolute stud, freak athlete, great kid, great work ethic as well. I mean, he is the absolute total package and one of the most talented players Texas has had in a long time. Maybe the most talented running back that Texas has had since, like, a guy like Jamaal Charles back in the aughts of the 2000s. I mean, he's got a chance to be really, really good over the next couple of years.
Yeah, that's saying something, too, because, I mean, they've had some talented players come through the program. There's no doubt about it. Brad Kellner joining us, sports radio host on the Horn FM there in Austin, 3 to 7, every weekday afternoon there in the Texas capital city. And you can find him on Twitter, at Brad Kellner. The offensive line is one. I mean, when Samuel Cosmi decided that he was going to leave and head off to the NFL, he still left a pretty decent group behind. Brad, if I'm not mistaken, what, 4 out of the 5 starters coming back? Who has the upper hand on that left tackle spot?
Yeah, you are not mistaken, Dan. And it's interesting. I mean, there are a couple of candidates for that left tackle position, but replacing Sam Cosmi is going to be a tall, tall task for Steve Sarkisian and this new coaching staff. Some of the names I'm hearing, Isaiah Hookfin, the guy who's been on campus for a few years, got some run late in the year last year. He could be a potential left tackle option for Texas. Andre Carrick is a guy who played right tackle at the end of the season after Derek Kerstetter got injured. He fractured his ankle in Texas's regular season finale. So Carrick could be a guy who gets some run flipping over from the right side to the left side of the offensive line. Christian Jones, another name to watch for, a guy who's been on campus for a couple of years, former highly touted 4-star recruit out of the Houston area. So there are some pieces here. There are some pieces without question, but, you know, replacing Sam Cosmi, who might be a first-round pick in next month's NFL draft, will be tough. And also with a new quarterback, we know how important the left tackle is in protecting your right-handed quarterbacks. That's going to be an important piece that Sark and the staff has to fill.
Over on the defensive side, I've read and heard some concerns about the secondary. What are those concerns? And did I even see that they've had to flip somebody from offense over to that side of the ball? I mean, not necessarily unusual this time of year, Brad, but still, I mean, I guess it's got to say something about how they feel about that depth.
Yeah, there are a lot of questions with this defense. I mean, Texas is losing its 2 starting safeties, Caden Stearns and Chris Brown. Texas is losing its best defensive player, the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year last year, Joseph Osai. The Longhorns are losing a starting linebacker as well, another starting defensive lineman. I mean, this team returns less production, less statistical production than any other team in the Big 12. So there's talent on this roster, but a lot of pieces to replace. And, yes, there was a wide receiver switch position, switch to safety, a guy by the name of Brendan Schooler, who is a grad transfer. He grad transferred last year from Oregon to Texas. And at Oregon, while at Oregon, Schooler did play some defensive back. So he's got some safety in his background. He's done this before. But I think to your point, Dan, it shows you that, okay, maybe Texas is pretty good at the wide receiver spot, but they do have some questions in the secondary. A name to keep out for, or a name to look out for this year, is Darian Dunn, who is a grad transfer from McNeese State. McNeese State did not play football last year. The Southland Conference did not play in 2020 due to COVID. But in 2019, Darian Dunn was an all-conference player in the Southland, and he's a guy that NFL scouts think has an NFL future. He transferred to Texas, and he's a guy who I think is going to help out a lot at the cornerback position, a guy I think is going to end up starting for Texas when it's all said and done. So they've got some pieces to replace, especially at safety. We know the Big 12 is a pass-happy league. It's an offense-heavy league, so you've got to be good in your secondary if you want to have any chance to compete in this conference, and that's definitely a big question for new defensive coordinator Pete Kwiatkowski coming over from Washington.
And a couple more for you. Again, Brad Kellner from the Horn FM in Austin joining us here on the Chuck Oliver Show. And you're one for Steve Sarkisian. I mean, you've touched on it during our conversation. There is some talent there, but also, too, some spots to fill and to try to find players who can make some meaningful contributions at those spots. What are the ideal, and not even ideal, but what are realistic expectations for Steve Sarkisian in his first season?
Yeah, you know, for me, the expectations are different than the expectations for a lot of Texas fans. So we'll just go off Vegas numbers right here, or at least my Vegas prediction here, Dan. I mean, Texas is going to be favored in 10 of its 12 games. That would be my guess. They'll be underdogs against Oklahoma, and they'll be underdogs at Iowa State because Iowa State returns just about everybody. But the other 10 games, I expect the Longhorns to be favored in. So there are some Texas fans out there, and heck, this isn't just a this-year thing. There are Texas fans who want and expect every year to be a 10-win season in Austin. But for me, I mean, realistically, with the first-year quarterback and all of the roster turnover that you have, and, of course, a completely new coaching staff, I'm thinking 8 wins. I mean, there's a 9, maybe a 10-win ceiling for this football team. I wouldn't be willing to go double digits right now, but I'd go around the 8-4 mark for Texas with a shot at 9 wins in year one for Steve Sarkisian. And look, it's all going to depend on the quarterback play. I mean, if one of these guys, Casey Thompson or Hudson Card, grabs the QB job and just runs with it and is really, really good, then the Longhorns do have a shot to make some things happen. But for me, with all the questions this team has right now, I'll go with 8-4. That feels pretty realistic for me.
And, I mean, you've got to look at that first game of the season, because I know a lot of people normally would say Louisiana Lafayette, all right, very nice, but now it's Louisiana Lafayette, Billy Napier, and a lot of talent returning on that team. How's the fan base looking at that game?
Are we allowed to call them Louisiana Lafayette?
I guess just Louisiana.
I got to make sure I have that right.
Hey, even to some people too, Brad, they're still USL. I mean, you know, you don't say that on their campus now, but still to some, they still refer to them as them.
They'll always be Cajuns who rage. We know that. And, man, that's a talented team. Look, I think every college football fan, especially around this conference, saw what Louisiana did to Iowa State in that week one non-conference game a year ago. I mean, that Louisiana team was shorthanded. They went into Ames, Iowa, and beat Iowa State by a couple of touchdowns. Keep in mind, this is an Iowa State team that ended up playing for the Big 12 title and ended up playing in a New Year's Six Bowl as well. So I don't think they're going to catch Texas by surprise. And Louisiana also has more returning talent than anybody in college football. I mentioned how Iowa State has more returners than anybody in the conference. Well, Louisiana across the country, more returning talent. You brought up Billy Napier, who turned down some higher profile jobs this offseason. They're absolutely loaded. So this is not a game that Texas or Texas fans can take lightly. This is a very, very difficult test for Steve Sarkisian in week one during his Texas tenure.
Yeah, and then it gets a little bit easier the following week when you go out to Fayetteville, Arkansas, and take on an Arkansas team that I think surprised a lot of people last year. So definitely a couple of big tests for Steve Sarkisian to come out the gate there in Austin. Brad Kellner, again, joining us here on the Chuck Oliver Show. You can find him on Twitter at Brad Kellner. You can also listen to him daily on the Horn FM there in Austin. Drive Time there in the capital city. 3-7 weekdays there in Austin. Brad, appreciate your time as always, my man. Let's catch up again here pretty soon.
No doubt it. No doubt, Dan. Thank you so much, man. All the best.
All right, appreciate it. Brad Kellner again, a man who has tons of knowledge when it comes to the Texas Longhorns, and just had a chance to check in on the Big 12 program and see what maybe they can have in year one for Steve Sarkisian. All right, if we talk Longhorns, then we got to talk about maybe one of their rivals, because their coach recently caught heck for the wrong reasons. And usually in the closing argument, we talk a little bit more of a serious thing, but let's take a little bit of a different turn today during the offseason here on the Chuck Oliver Show. It's Dan Matthews in for Chuck here on the Chuck Oliver Show, part of Southern Sports Today.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to WadeFord.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at WadeFord.com. Wade Ford, we are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Now more college football talk with the king of college football. It's the Chuck Oliver Show on Southern Sports Today.
This team is definitely further along than last year's group. There's no doubt about that. You know, the 18 team, you know, those guys were, they were with such a veteran group. But this will be the most veteran team we've had since that 18 team, you know, from a leadership standpoint. And so I'm excited about that.
And if Dabo's excited, that probably means that Clemson fans should be excited. It is the Chuck Oliver Show. Dan Matthews in for Chuck as we wrap it up here in the last few minutes of the show today. I want to thank everybody. As a matter of fact, with what Dabo was just talking about right there, we covered it with Will Vandervoort of the Clemson Insider. Hour one. Did you miss it? Oh, you did, huh? Oh, well, guess what? I got good news for you because we've got it up on the podcast on the Southern Sports Today app and also southernsportstoday.com. Download the app, everybody out there. What are you doing right now? Grab your phone. If you don't have that app on your phone, go ahead and add it on your phone because it's the Chuck Oliver Show 24/7. Wherever you want it, whenever you want it, it's right there easily for you. You're making a road trip somewhere and you're saying, man, you know what? I wish I had something good to listen to right now. Well, you can click us on, and when we're live or even when we're not live, you can still get a 24-hour loop of the show until the next one comes on. So I guess it would be 22 hours, right? And that Chuck's thing with the math of give me a 22-hour break, and then we'll come back tomorrow. That's Chuck's thing. Don't want to take that from Chuck. But anyway, Will Vandervoort, you can catch him there. Also in this hour, Brent Rollins, Pro Football Focus and UGASports.com to talk about a huge addition that they just added through the transfer portal. And then we just wrapped up a conversation with Brad Kellner of the Horn FM in Austin. Just a couple minutes left in the show. Let's get you a closing argument.
The King's Closing Arguments. Presented by the best closing attorneys in the business, Alexander Shannara and Associates.
Alexander Shannara and Associates, great folks over there at the law offices of Alexander Shannara and Associates, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi. You can find the fine folks there at the law offices of Alexander Shannara and Associates. Did we have a chance to see, by the way, what Lincoln Riley posted over the weekend? And if you haven't already, I'm sure, just log on Twitter, search Lincoln Riley. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. He posts this slab of incredibly dry brisket on there that I think, if nothing else, he needs to go to his good buddy Jim Ross there in Oklahoma and noted Sooner fan who has a barbecue shop right there in Norman, Oklahoma, and maybe get him a couple of extra bottles of the stuff. But it kind of reminded me of an overarching thing on Twitter is no matter how perfect things are, you're always going to have the people out there who say, nah, it's stupid. You're stupid. You should shut down your account. You're just dumb. Well, in this case, it is one of those things for Lincoln Riley that I've got to believe that probably there was a thought of, you know, all right, hey, it's brisket. Everybody loves brisket. I'll post this. But I think we all know that there's enough snobs out there when it comes to brisket, steak. I'd probably even throw, I'm trying to think what other food out there, pizza. I guess you'll get the snobs out there with pizza or beer as another one as well. Gotta make sure that thing's perfect, man. As a matter of fact, beef is a lot like haircuts. You can always go more. You can't go less. So in that case, maybe take it off the smoker just a little bit early and then post it on Twitter, because I got to give a shout out and credit where credit's due. My guy Lance Zierlein of NFL.com, the NFL Network draft analyst, posted a video of some of his brisket this weekend. Man, that thing was sweating like crazy. You had the smoke ring around it. You had all of it. So, Lincoln, if nothing else in the future, my man, maybe run it through kind of a quality check of somebody. Hey, how's this look? Does that look good? Should I post that? Maybe in that case right there, it's and maybe post it with a couple of JR's barbecue sauce bottles right next to it to say, hey, we really slathered this thing. That's it for us on a Monday. Dan Matthews in for Chuck. Chuck back tomorrow. This is the Chuck Oliver Show.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There, you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford. We are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands. An easy 1 hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.